Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finger Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is a vital quarter in a zone of conflict. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless this ministry. Thank you.
A vital corridor in the zone of conflict. A vital corridor in the zone of conflict. We seriously apologize for the technical problem that's beyond our control for this broadcast of today. Somebody said, the human mind is excellent at coming up with questions and doubts. And when we don't have ready answers for our questions, our doubts can turn to fear. We can't have answers for all our questions. That is certainty. We cannot have answers for all our questions. But when God has spoken on a matter, we can have absolute confidence. But when God has spoken on a matter, we can have absolute confidence. In life, things can be observed in some way, and their cause of events can be known. But it's unfortunate that not all things have a cause. A vital corridor in a zone of conflict. By that word, vital, and corridor, and the conflict. And by what the topic is saying, that a vital corridor in a zone of conflict, the concept is to take the whole universe as the game between good and evil. I will corroborate this with a scripture. But I just want to give a quick description of what is vital. In the natural sciences, a vital could be organs such as brain, liver, etc. That is, some part of humanity or living thing that maintains life. And when we talk about corridor, sometimes we refer as a corridor as a place in which powerful leaders walk and rule. Powerful leader walks and rule. Conflict. We try to embrace what conflict is. Like I said, that I'm going to corroborate it in the scripture reading, which God uses light to give life to every being but both God and light are unseen. Who has ever seen light? Well, some people might say, yes, I've seen light. But experiments demonstrated in a tube completely empty of air, a ray of light remained invisible. Then what we call seeing light is seeing the objects, the air illuminated by light. Light as such is invisible. So one has to override the senses and reason in order to know God, though reason may point towards him. I want to read this scripture now. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, 1 Kings, chapter 17, from verse 2, which reads us, then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith. I'm reading from 1 Kings, chapter 17, from verse 1. We want to read quickly to maybe 15 or 16. Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I've commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me some water, a little water in the cup, that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which is spoke by Elijah. A vital corridor in the zone of conflict. Just like every one of us has already known that inequality is the motive force of the universe. Nature, God created man in his own image, and he surrounded man with everything that man can live to sustain man, human being. But all these things must be discovered. Just in like the first law of thermodynamics said, energy is manifested only where there is a difference level. In a zone of conflict between good and evils in this world. Because when God created man, he created man to subdue the whole universe, but man loves the power. And voluntarily give the power that God gave to him to the devil. But because God's still in control, he has to sacrifice himself and take that authority and power from Satan, his creator, and now hold it and cohere it with those people that believe God through his redemption work by his son. But God has never taken away the image that he created man. So, just like God is a very, very good mineral deposit and very expensive. But God must be discovered. To link it with this passage that I just read, in that time when Elijah was in the land of Samaria and the land of Israel, there was a serious famine to the extent that people are dying and there was no hope because there was no rain. Elijah was the servant of God, but something has to happen to him to survive too. And within this conflict between good and evil, there is a way out, but it has to be discovered. Therefore, Elijah learned from his perfect instruction from the highest being to lead him to that perfect corridor and a vital place in within to that zone of conflict. Just like those people that are opportune to listen to tonight's broadcast, we know that we are living in a war of conflict. The universe is full of conflict. I'm not necessarily talking about war between one country against another country. We are in the zone of conflict, even individually. One conflict with one person is different with another person. A nation that believes that it's not engaging in war, confessional war, we sometimes engaging in the civil war. If it is not, there will be inequality in its own citizens. A family undergo a series of conflicts because conflict is just war internally. And I just tag it to be between good and evil, period. To be able to survive or to win this conflict, we have to move a little bit from our senses. Just like I used the idea about light energy. In physics, we have different kinds of waves of light. Some physicists define light as wave. Some people said he behaved as a particle, as anything. But one thing is sure. Just like atom is mysterious, no one can draw or can just describe what atoms look like. Some way, life is so mysterious. The assumption in this world is, this one is saying, I'm helping another. But the irony is that there is no one that's really, really a helper in this zone of conflict, in this human perspective. For instance, if I'm a doctor, I could be just being praised that I see that, okay, I'm helping to sustain life. But I could not be a doctor without seeing any patient. And patients cannot even take care of himself or herself without seeing the doctor. So, in the time of Elijah's famine, Elijah cannot take care of himself in the zone of the famine, except he has to pray unto God. And at that particular time, when he cried out, God gave him instruction. I want you to just pay attention to that. When you read from verse 2 of that 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 Kings chapter 17, you see the Bible said the word of the Lord came to him within the zone of conflict, within the zone of famine. Elijah was instructed to somewhere that he did not know or would not think of. Just like we are going through our zone of conflict tonight or this year. But there is a vital crisis that we need to be. And that crisis is expected to be a corridor, that is, a place in which powerful leaders walk and rule. As long as we belong to God, we are born to rule, to subdue the whole universe. Not necessarily mean until you become a president of a nation, of a club, or a governor, or a secretary. But as long as we have put our trust in the creator of heaven and earth, the mighty God, He always leads us to our vital corridor within a zone of conflict. But we have to continuously depend on Him. For He created everything. And everything was created by Him. And they were for Him, and they were consist in Him. We have to understand those three aspects and know that we are not the curator, we are just a manager. We cannot take the place of curator, that is pride and disobedience. But we are a manager taking instruction from the Creator who loves us so much. And how are we going to be a very obedient servant if it's by faith and trust? Elijah had to go to the brooks. And within for some time, he was there. Just like God instructed him, fed by ravens and the water. But because nature has its own power too, and they obey the command of their creator, which is God himself. For there is law that governs this nature. Just as law of gravity is there to make sure everything that goes up must go down, the same law is operating in the valley or in the brooks. If there is no rain, the ground dries up. And when the ground dries up, the brooks dries up. We want us to be able to use wisdom. Just like I told you that we human beings, our mind is excellent at coming up with questions and doubts. And when we don't have ready answer for our questions, our doubt can turn to fear. But we should know that we can't have answers for all our questions. What we just can build our faith and our actions on is the spoken word of our Creator. And when we are able to apprehend it and comprehend that word spoken concerning a matter in our life, we should have absolute confidence, even at the hurdle, against every physical heart, against everything that is working contrary to that spoken word. We should know that the word of God overrides everything. Just like we cannot see light before you can make your conclusion about God. Sometimes we have to override our senses and reason in order to know God. Though our reason always points towards Him. As I'm rounding all of this broadcast tonight, Elijah go by the spoken word of God in his zone of conflict. And when the brook dries up, he understood perfectly that as God created him, he created the whole universe for him too. And there is law, he has to wait alone. And the second time, the word of God came to him in verse 8. And this time, the word of God changed the course of everything again. He commanded the prophet to go to a certain place. And when he got there, the widow too cannot even believe that he is rich. He is supposed to survive the famine. Every evidence within this widow is pointing toward that after what she ate, what she had, she's going to die. But she was blind to a vital corridor within our vicinity, within our conflict. As we are listening to these broadcasts, this is a new year. But I want to encourage all that within every conflict that we have, there is always a vital corridor. But this vital corridor I'm talking about, we have to override our senses and our reasoning. Though we should allow our reasoning to point towards the one that is in charge, who is God, Almighty alone. It is good to be a good citizen, yes. It is good to walk, yes. But how can you rationalize it after you have done everything you're supposed to do? And everything, the policy, the economic state, whatever is going on, is working against you. Don't lose hope. Elijah went to this woman. That's why the woman was seeing something differently. Elijah was seeing what God has spoken concerning the life of this woman himself. And because this woman obeyed the commandment, he was able to survive that famine. In conclusion, I want us to just give up this philosophical idea that says particular beliefs can survive only so long as they justify themselves against imposition. It is your belief that makes you to be an overcomer. God has given us everything in nature to survive, but we must apprehend God and trust and work with Him with faith. There is a vital corridor in a zone of conflict. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast on February 3rd, 2013, on which the topic will be the Valley of Dry Bones. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.